sir. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Would you state your name and ADC number for the record?
Ernesto Navarro, ADC number 261648.
Mr. Navarro, you appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the one alleged allegation on your warrant. Based on information we have, you was notified of this hearing back on September the 27th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
It states, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one present today. Therefore, may I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon?
Yes.
As you can see, there are three board members participating in your hearing today. They are, to my left, that is the Honorable Mr. David Neal, to my right, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kawanis, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair. Gentleman that you should be able to see now, that is Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Navarro and Mr. Osborne, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do, sir.
Okay, thank you. As I indicated, sir, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report in person to the Central Regional Parole Office at 801 South 16th Street, Suite Number 1 in Phoenix, Arizona, within one business day of your release on or about May the 22nd, 2013. Your whereabouts was unknown unless you was on the surrender from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Navarro, I move aware that he's in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways.
Second.
You, sir, you've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're going into phase two of your hearing. Now in phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on community supervision. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you, and that will come from the Department of Correction. Mr. Osborne, would you give us some background information, sir?
Yes, sir. Mr. Navarro was released from DOC custody on May 22nd of 2013. He was arrested on June 14th of 2017 by the Houston Police Department on a seconded warrant status and was turned back to our custody on June 26th of 2017. It was 1,484 secondes with a community supervision end date of March 13th of 2018. Term conviction 2011, smuggling 3 years, 6 months. He's had one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-1, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 0. There's no SCG or gang information noted. He has a minimal disciplinary history, and he has a community risk score of G1, B1.
Thank you so much. And when did he return? What was that date?
June 26th of 2017 back in our
custody. Okay, thank you so very much. Okay, we're back to you, Mr. Navarro. It seems to us that you don't have very much on your case supervision summary, but we do take note that initially you were to go to a transitional living community, that's TLC in Phoenix, and then this was back in 2013, and then your officer confirmed with the TOC manager, assistant manager, that you had entered the halfway house at any time after release, that you had not entered the halfway house after you were released. So why didn't you go to TOC, sir?
Indeed, I had to went back to Texas because my mom was sick and I had to go over there. That's the reason I left.
Did you discuss with the possibility, that possibility with your parole officer to see if he would give you authority or to go to Texas, sir?
No, sir.
And after you got to Texas, why didn't you return back to Arizona? I mean, you were then there for over 1,400 days, so why didn't you come back to Arizona to get this behind you, sir?
Because the thing is that when I was over there, I got me a new job and I was working in construction, so they could send me from state to state for a contract.
Okay, so you're being paid well down in Texas, and yet you had a warrant back here in Arizona. And how did your mother turn out? Did she get well, or how?
She got well, thank God.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that she got well. And so now, what happened down in Texas? How did you get caught down in Texas? What happened, you know? This year, what happened down in Texas?
I just got laid off and I was unemployed. And I just decided to turn myself in after that.
Oh, so you turned yourself in. So you was ready to come back and get this behind you once and for all. Okay, sir. Well, in view of the lack of that much information, no, well, we don't show the employment. I don't show you were employed down in Texas, as you said. We don't show any programming. But I want to see if other board members might have any questions for you at this time, sir. Don't hear any questions from other board members at this time, sir. However, this is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to tell the board anything else you wish to tell the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its decision for today. Anything else you want to tell the board, Mr. Navarro?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you so very much. The board is now going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion, and we'll be back to you very shortly, sir. Okay, this is one of those situations. I do understand that Mr. Navarro was concerned about his mother's illness down in Texas, and then it's my understanding once he got down to Texas and then he found employment and things were going quite well with him, and he was moving around from state to state because of the construction contracts. And but at the end of the day, everything tends to catch up with any of us, and after some 1,484 days, he decided to turn himself in and return back to Arizona to complete his term. With his having absconded for that long of time and going out of the state of Arizona, I'm not in favor, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Yes, sir, the Honorable Mr. Cavanis.
Just very briefly, Dr. Wright, with him having absconded for such a long period of time and having left the state, I'd say that 5 months left on his flat sentence is pretty lenient.
Yes, sir, I do agree. Thank you so very much. Any further discussion? You're in no further discussion at this time. I'm going to move to find that Mr. Navarro violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, and that he based upon information contained in warrant number 2013W1584, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, and also due to the fact that he absconded for some 1,484 days. I'm going to further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Sir, by unanimous determination of this board, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you will be out on March 13, 2018. That's not too far away. And at that time, sir, you won't be on supervision. You won't have a PO to report to. You won't have a warrant out there for you. You can go to Texas or you can stay in Arizona, wherever you want to go, and you won't have to look behind you to see if law enforcement is trying to catch up with you. So good luck. We wish you the best, and thanks so much for participating in your hearing today, sir.
Thank you.
And your hearing is over. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.